Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado, and you're on yet another wonderful and beautiful episode of Night Owl's Late Night Podcast. Okay, so you know how I said in the last episode this wasn't going to be a completely gender-based podcast? Well, don't worry. I didn't lie. But now we're also going to add a little bit of sexuality. So this one, or I should say lack thereof, so this one is called Ace in the Hole. So here we go. Now that you know I'm non-binary, let's go ahead and talk about the fact that I'm an ace. For those of you not used to the community, it's okay if you're not. Ace is slang for asexual. Before we begin, let me rid you of any pesky major misconceptions. We're talking about a sexual orientation, not the reproductive process of any animal or other organism. Some basic knowledge of asexuality is that our pride flag is black, gray, white, and purple. We're just one end of what is the ace spectrum. How I came to identify as asexual is a rather personal story, and like with all my self-acknowledgement journeys, it began with a lot of research. From that point, my days were filled with YouTube searches and the entrance of AVEN, the Asexuality Visibility and Education Network that was started by David J. in 2001, into my life. I scoured the contents of AVEN forums, slowly soothing my disquieted mind. I took the counsel of a close friend, who is like a brother to me. His honest questioning and all-encompassing speculation into my options was vital to the self I hold today. We did this deep introspection over a tray of spicy buffalo wings at the Buffalo Wild Wings in downtown New Haven, close to where I was then going to high school. When that was done and asexuality was firmly on the table, I turned to the forums for expectations, both what I could expect from other people and the world as a whole after I nodded my head at this identity. I didn't know what I would find, but what I did find was a mix of disheartening and reassuring. Some things were neutral, like the fact that we are 1% of the population in which the validity of that estimation has been disputed. But as of yet, there is no better indicator of how big the asexual community actually is. I say neutral because we are small. And that on some days isn't a big deal, and other days there's a little bit of yearning to meet another ace spec individual, just to see that, yes, we are not alone. There were good things, like some aces do have sex for the benefit of their partner, or for the emotional intimacy, which is how I know I would feel about the subject, so that rendered the then horrifying thoughts of violating my own identity null and void. It also puts a balm on some negative views of asexuals as cold or rigid, broken individuals who do not have a lot of hardship to be considered a part of the larger LGBTQIA community. There are other things that hover around the same idea of asexuals not belonging in the larger community because the acronym is too long already, or it's the alphabet soup movement now. All of this causes infighting within the community. I would like to thank Jonah Oliver, who is known as Young Blossom, formerly on YouTube and currently on Twitter. His videos on QPRs, queer platonic relationships, the aromantic community, and the trans community were also helpful to me and the people that I love in both my journey and theirs. From that point, I started purchasing asexuality pride merchandise, like my black ace ring and a necklace with small metal plates, the colors of the ace flag. I recently just purchased a solitude beanie with the ace flag colors, and I am very happy with it. My story is one of gradual growth, and hopefully every ace individual gets to a place where they are comfortable with who they are at their own pace. They don't necessarily have to be buying pride merchandise so long as they're happy. That's all that matters. So a little bit about that essay. Well, first thing is that was written a long time ago. So this stuff that I had purchased, some of it I still have. And a little tidbit. But, some stuff is in the ether somewhere. And Young Blossom, or Jonah Oliver, is... has changed his name on Twitter since I wrote that essay. But I'm not going to share the details of what his Twitter handle is because I don't feel like I should do that. So, Jonah, if you're listening, shout out to you, man. Thank you for the help. And also, I just wanted to say, you know, even though the ACE community is being called, you know, the reason that the LGBTQIA community is called the alphabet soup movement now, or that the acronym's too long, or any of that stuff that I quoted, we all really just need to come together and support one another, because life is too hard all on its own, trying to make a living, trying to get make your dreams come true, trying to be happy, trying to build a family, trying to do all that stuff, so it's hard enough on its own. We all just need to come together, love one another, and continue being lovely people. And with that, I leave you. Good night.